Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klach of Dalet, Simen Chaf Vav at the end. And he's talking about the paragraph of Elokein Etzor. And what we should do during Elokein Etzor in regards to the issues of responding to Kaddish and Kedusha, etc. So he seems to say in Chavav and then in Chav Zayin, two different psalkim. So let's look at Chav Zayin first for a moment, then we'll go back to Chavav. In Chav Zayin, the Chayotim says, "Im tzorach lanus kadosh kedusha." A person needs to answer kadosh or kedusha. So the loch is mutter lanus. A person can respond to kadosh and kedusha, and all of the other responses which one can do during Berachas Kriya Shema, Baruch Hu Moedim, the main of Shemiyat Tefillah, the main of Kel HaKadosh, etc. So all of that is permitted during the paragraph of Elokein Etzor. Mutalanus Av Kishli Omer Adain Yihil Rotzen. Even if he has not said Yihil Rotzen at all, once a person is ruggled to say the whole paragraph of Elokein Etzor, even if his minig is to say Yihil Rotzen only at the end of the paragraph, not at the beginning, he is allowed to answer to Kaddish and Kedusha and all of these things. Okay. Achim Evsher, but he does say, if it's possible, Yermim Mikodim Yil Rotzen, Ki Yeshermim to Osalanus Kaddish Kedusha Kodim Yil Rotzen. There is an opinion, which is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that a person cannot answer Kaddish Kedusha before the Pasuk of Yil Rotzen at least one time. So even though you have not said it over here, and I'm saying you're allowed to, if you have the option of saying Yil Rotzen before you respond, you realize that they're starting Kaddish. So instead of continuing and davening and then interrupting for Kaddish, you should say Yehudah Rotzon. This way you'll be able to answer Kaddish without getting involved in a machlokes. But he does not seem to say that we are pushing you to try and take three steps back before Kaddish or Kedusha. You're allowed to respond. Let's go back to Simen Chavav. The Chayyadim says, at the end of Chavav he says, It is best to limit your tachanunim, kadesh yuchal lifsoi gimel psiyos kadem shayana kedusha, to allow him to actually take the three steps back. So besides being able to answer kadesh kedusha during the paragraph, we are now saying it is better to actually step out of Shemon Esrei and not do that. So even though Mikra Adin is permitted, as the Mishabura points out, even though Mikra Din, it's permitted to say it, it is Nachon L'Chadchila to say Yil Rotzen before Elokein Etzor. But you're allowed to really say these bakashas and these. So you're allowed to say these responses during Elokein Etzor. But we want you, like we say in Chav Zayin, to first say Yil Rotzen if possible. And now we're saying, above and beyond that, if it is possible, the person should actually step out of Shemon Esrei, see Yehudah Rotzon, and step back. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted to say in the Sefer Ishi Yisrael that you should also say Osh Shalom if possible. So now we're saying that it's better to interrupt your Tachanunim and be Makasar in them. You don't have to say the whole paragraph of Elokein Etzor. It's not a Chi of Gomer. It's an addition which we add in. So even though we're ruggled to say it regularly, we never meant to undertake it to be a something which we're being mechayev ourselves to do at the expense of having the milah of stepping back for kedusha. But that being said, the language is type. This is based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says mekatzer ba'olah. And the Shabur explains, because you're not mechuyav to say the tachanunim every single time, but if a person does wish to do that, he can rely on what he says. He feels he has things that he really needs to ask for, and he wants to continue his tachanunim after Kedusha. So a person is allowed to not step back, interrupt, respond to Kedusha, and then after the Kedusha, continue his tefillos again. One part we would like to clarify is, are you allowed to daven that situation where you have not stepped back and you're still in the paragraph of Elokein Etzor? What are you allowed to do during Kedusha? So Rabbi Yashua was quoted to say that during Kedusha, a person should be quiet, even the parts that he's not saying, because he can only say Kadosh and Baruch together with the Chazan, but once he's responding to Kedusha, he should not be davening other tefillahs during Kedusha. So he'll be quiet while the Chazan is saying the other parts of Kedusha, or the Tzibur is saying that. And then, after the Chazan finishes Kedusha, he will continue on his own way in tefillah. He will, so after Yimloich, a person can continue on. He does not need to be quiet till after Hakel HaKadosh. A person who is finished Menesrei and is answering to Kedusha does need to be quiet till after Hakel HaKadosh, but in the situation where a person has interrupted to say Kedusha in the middle of Shemon Esrei, he should be quiet during the actual Kedusha, but he's allowed to continue davening before Hakel HaKadosh. Okay, that's the regards to the issues of Yilu Rotzon and where to make the correct responses. One last point, which the Chayim does not touch on, and we have a minute, which the Mishabur does not quote in the Sefer Mishabur, but he does quote it in his Sefer Chabetz Chaim, the idea of saying a pasuk which begins and ends with the same with your the letters of your name. Or alternatively, you have an option of saying a pasuk which has your name in it. So if you have a name which is from Tanakh, and there's a pasuk which has your name in it, you do not necessarily need to pick a pasuk which starts with the same letter as your name starts with and ends with the same letter as your name ends with, but you can actually find a pasuk which has your name in it and use that pasuk instead. Obviously, you want to find a pasuk which is a positive pasuk and trying to use that pasuk. When a person wants to follow that minhag, the Chabad Chaim does seem to support it as an important minhag to do. Have a good day.